Cambridge today received the following letter from Ward 7 Cowan. Scott Hamilton, calling out a Facebook post by a political colleague that mocks the gender pronouns and identity of trans and non-binary people. How do we confront a moment or a human being we do not understand? It is my personal opinion that the role of every elected official, when confronted with the unknown, hinges upon two interlocking traits: critical thinking when it comes to policy, and empathetic, compassionate understanding when it comes to concerns of the public. Over the past few days, my email and voicemail inboxes have overflowed with messages concerning an inappropriate Facebook post made earlier this week by one of my colleagues on Cambridge City Council, Ward 6 Councillor Adam Cooper. I feel that Cowan. Cooper's post, featuring a meme that mocks the gender pronouns and identity of trans and non-binary persons, is inappropriate and offensive, and it should be condemned. The meme taunts and bullies transgender and gender non-confirming persons, some of the most vulnerable and marginalized persons in our society. Trans and non-binary persons deserve our understanding and protection, rather than scorn, and we as a city must condemn any form of discrimination or transphobia, especially when the 2SLGBTQIA+ community is increasingly fearful of governments removing their rights or clawing back important legislation meant to recognize and protect them, as U.S. President Donald Trump very recently did on his first day back in office. Thinking critically, trans rights are human rights. According to the Ontario Human Rights Commission, people who are transgender or gender non-conforming are one of the most disadvantaged groups in society. Trans people routinely experience discrimination, harassment, and even violence because their gender identity or gender expression is different from their birth assigned sex. Studies by the Canadian Institutes of Health Research show clear scientific grounds for gender nonconformity, stress that it is not an opinion, belief, or mental disorder, but is a facet of someone's selfhood, and that higher rates of depression and suicidality experienced by trans people are actually due to experiences of transphobia and discrimination. Taunting marginalized and vulnerable persons under the guise of free speech is a Trojan horse for violating the fundamental human rights of a marginalized group, while also ignoring scientific evidence supporting gender nonconformity and the terrible damage that discrimination can wreak. Thinking compassionately. I can only imagine the wounds reopened and the pain experienced in this moment for our friends and neighbors in our 2SLGBTQIA+ community. As an elected official, it is my duty to represent all of the residents in my ward and across the city, regardless of their race, religion, gender identity, sexual orientation, culture, or whatever differences might emerge between us. Every single person is entitled to freedom of thought and belief, but these must not affect or influence one's professional conduct, especially in ways that are derogatory, injurious, or hurtful to others. This responsibility is magnified when in a position of power, leadership, or public influence. When it comes to policy, we can disagree, debate, and seek change. Opinions matter here. But when it comes to someone's selfhood, how their own sense of being and subjectivity emerges and connects with the world, each in their own unique way, we cannot question, but only seek to understand, empathize, and learn from others. I believe this is the humility that a politician must practice. It is the acknowledgement that we will never know what others experience, and hence we must work to create safe spaces where everyone can feel welcome and that they belong. I am able to describe only what my own personal, subjective experience entails. I am a white, able-bodied, heterosexual male. I recognize this is a place of privilege in our society, as I have no idea what it is like to feel fear or self-loathing because I am racialized, marginalized, or made the target of derision or hate because of whom I love or how my sense of self has emerged in contrast with historical and fluid social norms. This is why, when it comes to the selfhood of others, there is immense power in listening and learning from lived experiences that differ from our own. I believe the relationship leaders should have with their constituents must be this: seeking understanding and unity to bridge differences and foster new connections. Cambridge is a city that cares. As elected leaders, we must lead for all, stand for all, represent all. Even when that means we do not or cannot understand someone's selfhood or being. This is where humility and compassion must educate us about the lived reality of others, so we may stamp out discrimination in all of its forms. With this mentality, differences can unite us. I am hopeful this moment will lead to greater learning and understanding of our 2SLGBTQIA+ community, and that we can all move forward together to continue realizing the incredible potential of a city full of amazing, caring, empathetic human beings. Scott Hamilton, Cambridge. The writer is the Ward 7 City Councilor. He says the views expressed here are entirely his own and are not being made on behalf of any city or organization.